This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Coming to you from the Circus Sportsbook here in downtown Las Vegas, I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. Hit us all up on the network at VSiN Live as we'll take you through the games here in Major League Baseball that are in progress right now, as well as several late games that are set to begin, two in which will begin in about 15 minutes from now. Plus, it is a big fight night here in Vegas, UFC 317, where we will see Ilya Topuria back in the octagon against Charles Oliveira. We'll get plenty of thoughts coming up on that fight a little bit later on in the program as we get closer and closer to the main event, which should begin in about 3 hours from now. I know early prelims and all that stuff, but the main card should begin around 7 o'clock Pacific time is what we're scheduled for here for UFC 317. But I want to start in Major League Baseball because it's been quite an interesting week, to say the least. We have seen some dominant pitching performances over the past several days. We saw near no-hitters. I mean, Nick Martinez yesterday was with an incredible effort going late into the game with a no-no. We saw yesterday Sonny Gray pitch a Maddux, a complete game, in only 89 pitches with 11 strikeouts, no walks. We have really seen, and it's not just those two guys. I mean, you can go back earlier this week. We have seen some ridiculous pitching performances this week. And I'm curious, are the pitchers heating up right now in Major League Baseball? Are the pitchers hitting their stride? Their arms are at full strength as we approach July and the weather's warming up. It's better conditions to pitch in. Or are the batters around the league tired right now? Are baseball players ready for a break? And the All-Star break's coming up, you know, about a little less than 3 weeks from now. What's the reason why we're seeing these dominant pitching performances? Coming up in about a half an hour, we'll be joined by former Major League pitcher Josh Towers. I'll get his take on what he thinks the reason is for the pitchers dominating over the past week or so in Major League Baseball. What we've also seen, not just recently, and I know we're seeing it today, but we've seen it throughout the course of this 2025 season, is blowouts. And here on the schedule today, we had a 9-1 game with the Royals and the Dodgers turn into 9-5, but okay, it was a blowout for the majority of it. 11-3, the Rays beat the Orioles. That was an 11-1 game until the Orioles scored two runs in the bottom of the ninth to make it 11-3. We have a game in progress right now that is about to go to the ninth inning with the Red Sox leading the Blue Jays 15-1. And then look at what we saw yesterday in Major League Baseball. Pirates beat the Mets 9-1. The Orioles, a 22-8 route over the Rays. The Phillies, 13-0 over the Braves. Blowouts all across Major League Baseball. And you guys know, you've been watching me long enough, you've been listening to the shows, you know I love betting live betting overs in these blowout games, because there's real opportunities to look at the position players that take the mound, or just the lower arms, the lesser used arms out of these bullpens, the low leverage guys that get opportunities to pitch. We love fading those guys. Don't get me wrong. I do enjoy live betting some of these blowouts. But I'd be lying if I said I don't think this is an epidemic, because I do. I went and I looked back through the history of the database, which starts in 2004. We are on June 28th right now. This season, again, the database tracks every baseball season going back to the 2004 season. This season in 2025, we have had more double-digit wins than any season in the history of the database. To this point now, I'm saying. Prior to July. Coming into today, we had 59 games that have been decided by 10 or more runs. And with this Red Sox game that's going to come to a close, it's going to be 60 games decided by 10 or more runs. Still have three games tonight. and a couple of games in progress right now. I don't know how those are going to play out, but still have a couple of games to come today. And we almost had some earlier, as I mentioned, the Orioles score two runs in the ninth, so they prevent a double-digit loss. But we have had now 60 games, if I just update that Red Sox game, 60 games in this season prior to the month of July decided by 10 or more runs. That is the most out of any season going back as far as 2004. Why? Why are there so many blowouts in Major League Baseball? Is it because the season's too long? You know, 162 games and teams and managers are deciding that, you know what? It's okay to kind of just chalk one up and take the L. We'll get him next time. Baseball is a sport about winning series, and we don't have to go all out to win this game. And if the game's getting out of hand, we're just going to chalk it up to a loss. We'll use some of our low-leverage guys out of the bullpen, and we'll take the loss. We'll go get them tomorrow. Now, that's entirely possible. Is it because we're in the dog days of summer, for lack of a better term? Maybe that's another reason. Although, I'm one of those guys that, like, I always like to bring this up when people say, you know, oh, the winds in September mean more than the winds in, you know, June. I mean, that's not true. Every win equals the same amount, right? And so when you see a team that misses out on a wild card or loses a division by a game, you don't look at the games in September that you could have lost. Go back to the month of June. Go back to April. Go back to May. Those games matter, too. These games now matter, too. These teams are just giving away games at a ridiculous rate. Why? Why is it? And how can we as bettors take advantage of these blowout situations? Well, one angle, as I talked about from a live betting perspective, certainly looking at the overs, because these games tend to feature more runs. Even because teams just they punt, they forfeit. But another way is to look at the next game. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, hear me out. You guys have heard of the term recency bias, right? I'm sure you have. I'll sum it up very quickly for you. Recency bias is when people are swayed by what they saw most recently. And so naturally, there's ways, from a sports betting perspective, that we bettors can take advantage of recency bias in not just baseball, but in a variety of sports. I mean, we see it all the time. You know, the public moves one way on a game because of what they just saw, and really the power rankings don't measure up to that. But look at Major League Baseball. Look at today. Look at yesterday. If the public sees the Red Sox blowing out the Blue Jays 15-1, then looking at the game tomorrow, more people might be inclined to bet on the Red Sox. The bats are hot right now. How many times have you heard that? Bats are hot right now. I want to ride that team. Swinging a good bat right now. Scored 15 runs yesterday. Wow. Well, there's another saying. We say it a lot in Major League Baseball. It's one of the old-time sayings in Major League Baseball. Right? Momentum's only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. And what that means is that, sure, a team can be playing well or a team can be playing poorly, but all it takes in one game in a Major League Baseball sense is for the starting pitcher to have a hot or a cold day, and that changes the course of the next game. Now, I'm not even going to talk about the idea of whether the next pitcher is going to be good or bad, but I'm going to pose the question out there. Is momentum real in Major League Baseball? I did some other database work, and I looked up since the post-COVID year, 2021. If you win by 10 or more runs in a game, and then you are facing the same team in your next game, how do you do? Those teams, 54% straight up. It's not bad. But in a money line sport, when you are the favorite, not quite a positive return on investment. As a favorite, like the Orioles were today, after a big win yesterday over the Tampa Bay Rays, well, the Orioles came out and they themselves got blown out today. Favorites actually do well, 61% straight up. Only 43% on the run line, though. So you might think, hey, that team won by 10 runs yesterday. Clearly, they're going to cover 1.5 runs today. Not quite the case. 43% on the run line? That is horrific. You're making money fading those teams. You're making money taking the plus of 1.5 with the dogs in those games. If you're the dog like the Phillies are today, after the double-digit win against the Braves yesterday, 41% straight up, so they're losing the games, which kind of makes sense. I mean, you're the underdog for the reason, right? Baseball is a sport that's dominated by favorites betting, but you're actually 57% on the run line. Again, goes back to what we talked about with the run lines here, where the recency bias naturally goes towards the teams that are coming off these double-digit wins, when in reality, the next game, they do not do as well. Why? Because momentum's an illusion. It means nothing. But when the line is swayed in one direction or the other, that is where we as bettors can take real advantage. So let's take a look at that Phillies game coming up. And we'll also expand on this idea of momentum coming up next. I'm Scott Seidenberg, always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir. This is Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Seidenberg back here with you. It is Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. About 15 minutes or so from now, former Major League pitcher Josh Towers will join me here on the program, get his take on the amount of blowouts we have seen in Major League Baseball this year, and also the dominant pitching performances that we've seen over the past week or so. Also ask his thoughts on rookie phenom and rookie of the year favorite now in the National League, Jacob Mizorowski, and is he for real after just a couple of starts here at the big league level? Wanted to update you on games in progress here before we preview the games that are about to begin in moments. Just one game in progress right now. It is the Mets and the Pirates. Pittsburgh with a 3-2 lead over the Mets. That is in the bottom of the fifth inning there in Pittsburgh. This game did feature about a half an hour rain delay earlier. They are about to start in Houston. The Cubs are taking on the Astros. Lance McCullers getting the start for the Astros. And going for the Cubs in this one is Colin Ray. I actually lean towards the Cubs in this game. And I do think that the Cubs run, on the team total going over could be a way to look here. I think that they could get to Lance McCullers and maybe former teammate Kyle Tucker has himself a game here in Houston. So one way to look here for this game. The Phillies about to take on the Atlanta Braves. Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound for the Braves. And for the Phillies, it is Jesus Luzardo. Luzardo, who has had some struggles in his recent outings in the month of June, it has not been kind to him, posting a 5.85 ERA in four starts in the month of June. Coming off a good performance, though, against the New York Mets, 6 2/3 scoreless innings. Prior to that, against Miami, 4 runs in 5 innings. Against the Cubs, back on the 11th, 6 innings and 1 run allowed. And the big outing was against Toronto. He gave up 8 runs, got rocked early on in a start there in Toronto. So Luzardo on the mound for the Phillies against the Braves. That game is in Atlanta. Looking at the home road splits for Jesus Luzardo, much better pitcher at home than he is on the road this season. At home, a 3.78 ERA on the road, 4.43. I actually lean towards the Braves in this one. And again, it's kind of fading this idea of the momentum. We have a situation where the Braves got blown out yesterday. So naturally, people are going to be down on them and leaning towards taking the Phillies. However, what's interesting is when you look at the market, you would think that naturally there'd be some sort of movement towards the Phillies based on what we saw in yesterday's game. But not the case, as the Braves find themselves as a sizable favorite in this game. And so when I see that, I think that that's kind of maybe like a pros versus Joes type of situation where the Braves are, you know, north of right now, live on the live line as the game just got underway, minus 188 on DraftKings. I do think that it's a situation where perhaps the market tells us the side to play. Where if we look at the lines and you think, well, wait, how could the Phillies be dogs after what we saw yesterday? After we saw just this incredible blowout here by the Phillies, but why are they heavy dogs to the Braves? Well, sometimes it's the market telling us really what the side is in that spot. And to me, the side is the Atlanta Braves. So we'll keep an eye on these two games. We have one more game that hasn't gotten underway yet, and it will not for another couple hours, and that is the Nationals at the Angels. Michael Soroka is on the bump for the Nationals, and Kyle Hendricks for the Angels. So two plays here I have on these games here that are about to start. I am on the Atlanta Braves. I am on the Chicago Cubs. As far as players are concerned, I do like Kyle Tucker here for the Cubs, and for the Braves, I would go with Acuna if we're looking at like a total bases prop, maybe go over 1.5 total bases on both of those players. The Cubs are early batting right now here in the top of the first inning. Good start for them as they got Ian Happ grounded out, and our guy Kyle Tucker is already singled. How about that? And then stole second. Now, the stolen base doesn't count towards the total bases, but that's one base already for Kyle Tucker. All right. Feeling good about that. Seiya Suzuki up with one out in the first. Tucker is now on first. Suzuki grounds out, and Tucker goes to third. So PCA is up with a runner on third here, top of the first inning in Houston. The Cubs taking on the Astros. So good start there for the Cubs and for Kyle Tucker. Meanwhile, good start for the Philadelphia Phillies, who already have a runner on second base as Trey Turner grounded out. And then Kyle Schwarber doubled. Now Spencer Schwellenbach is pitching to Alec Bohm with one out here in the top of the first inning and Kyle Schwarber on second. June Schwarber is like one of the biggest phenomenons that we've seen across Major League Baseball. I mean, this dude in the month of June absolutely rakes. A double now, again, Kyle Schwarber having a tremendous season. If we look at just this month only, Kyle Schwarber this month in 90 at-bats is, now his batting average is never going to be high, but the OPS is really what we're looking at. 721 on the OPS. Now, it was much higher in May, it was 1047, so he slowed down a little bit, but six home runs. Actually, so not exactly the best month here for Schwarber this season. Only six homers this season. He had 10 last month, but for his career, he has been a June tear. I'll tell you who's had a really good June, and that is Juan Soto for the New York Mets, who after starting the season, I mean, there's no other way to put it, starting the season very poorly, and in a big slump, Soto has now really climbed up his numbers. He's got 20 home runs on the season. And just in his past several games, in the month of June, he's got 11 home runs, Juan Soto. So this is a guy who had 9 home runs in the first few months of the season. And in the month of June has exploded for 11 home runs. And it's a reason why the Mets have Mets were always a dangerous team, but the Mets now really starting to put some things together offensively, at least offensively, because pitching, there's obvious concerns. Griffin Cannon goes down with the injury. There's just injuries left and right in this pitching staff. So the Mets probably need to get a pitcher at the deadline and address that situation. Bullpen help also is something that they need. But the fact that Juan Soto is coming alive in this offense has to make Met fans very excited about the potential for them to have a special type of season. So keep an eye on the New York Mets. Keep an eye on the New York Mets offensively and watch what they do, especially now with Juan Soto coming on here as he has in the month of June. Speaking of offenses and New York teams, the New York Yankees offense has really been non-existent. Yankees who get shut out today by the Athletics 7-0. Over their past several games, they win 3-0 over the A's yesterday. A 7-1 win, great, good pitching, over the Reds before that. But then they scored four runs, one run, four runs. There was the 9-0 win against Baltimore. But prior to that, they only scored three runs. And here's an interesting stat. Evan Abrams of the Action Network had tweeted this out earlier. Yankee games have now gone under in 15 straight games. It is the longest streak for a total for any team since 2016. What a run for unders now for the New York Yankees. 15 straight unders. Again, Evan Abrams of the Action Network tweeting that out earlier today. That is unbelievable. And let's take a look at what the line is for tomorrow's game. Yankees, A's, total of 9.5. Luis Severino against Marcus Stroman. Okay. We got to point something out here. We got Marcus Stroman, yes, who's making the start. You know, congratulations, back in the rotation, whatever, whatever. Obviously, Stroman's pitching for, I don't want to call it his livelihood, but like pitching for a role here. You got to like that. That's incentive. You got Severino pitching in a ballpark you know he's familiar in New York. And you also have a guy in Luis Severino that has the best home, best, you can call it the best or worst, home road splits you are ever going to see. Luis Severino at home this year is one of the worst pitchers in Major League Baseball. In Sacramento, he's got a 6.79 ERA. On the road this year, 2.27. And it was sub one earlier this year. Yankees could be headed towards another under coming up tomorrow. Hey, if you're serious about winning this football season, the VSiN NFL Betting Guide is your first real edge, and it comes out Tuesday, July 1st. It's packed with in-depth previews of all 32 teams with season total win breakdowns, best bets from trusted VSiN experts, player props, betting projections, everything you need to bet smarter all season long. You can kick off your season with confidence, get full access to every VSiN Betting Guide, daily best bet email, and exclusive content through the Super Bowl, all for just $175. Your smartest NFL season starts right now at vsin.com/subscribe. We'll get back into Major League Baseball coming up next. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Saturday here on VSin.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSin, the sports betting network.
Back here on Live Bet Saturday, I'm Scott Seidenberg on VSiN, the sports betting network. Always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir. You can hit us all up on the network at VSiN Live. Cubs have an early 1-0 lead over the Astros. Bottom of the first there in Houston. They're in the bottom of the first in Atlanta. The Braves threatening with runners on first and third with one out over the Phillies and going to the bottom of the sixth in Pittsburgh. Pirates leading the Mets 3-2. Joining us now on the Progressive Guest Line to talk more Major League Baseball is former Major League pitcher Josh Towers, current host of the Inside Pitch Baseball podcast. Check that out wherever you get your podcasts from. Josh, thanks so much for joining us here on VSiN. And I talked earlier in the program about the amount of blowouts that we have seen this year in baseball. Prior to the month of July, here we are June 28th, we've had more double-digit wins this season than any season going back as far as 2004. Why, in your opinion, watching these games, are we seeing so many blowout victories?
Scotty, nobody wants to hear my answer to this, brother. We don't know how to pitch. Like, it's that simple. Like, you have to learn. I told you before on our podcast, man, we rush time. We rush development. If my kids have a good year and get all A's in fifth grade, I'm not going to shoot them straight to ninth grade because I think they're smarter than everybody. That's just not how it works. And that's kind of what we do. We don't teach the game of baseball at any level because everything is like a showcase where you're just showcasing talent to get drafted. And then once it comes to learning the game, we rush that aspect in the minor league. So we take these young bucks that are talented and we just put them up there. But I told you before, there's something about, and people, when you get to the highest level, whatever it is, you realize getting there is not hard. It's staying there. And so when you're, every time in your career you had a good month, a good season, a good whatever, you get promoted, and no level outside of pro ball can you get demoted. So you just get promoted for having a good 2 months, and college and high school seasons are short. And then you get to minor leagues, you had a good couple weeks, I get promoted, and I get promoted, and we're rushing to the big leagues. And now you get to the big leagues, and you got the best in the world, brother, and the smallest strikes than you've ever faced. And what happens when you have a good 3-4 weeks? Now you got to sustain it. What happens when you have a bad week or two? You don't know what to do. And so now where it's like, all right, what do I do for 8 months a year and figure out how I'm going to stay here, how I'm going to maintain the law of averages? We don't know. So there's too many highs and lows. And then you know this because I heart this. When you don't let these pitchers learn how to go deep in a game, when you don't teach them how to go 7 innings, how to go 8 innings, how to go 9 innings, they don't know how to maintain their stuff for a full game. They don't know how to save some stuff or set guys up. And so I can go as hard as I can for 4 or 5 innings and try to strike everybody out. And if I walk 4 or 5 guys, it's fine, right? I'll get away with that to an extent. But it does this. It creates all or not. It creates great games or absolute blowouts. Mm. And if you watch the Twins today, we talked about this ad nauseum, and I'd said it because I took the Tigers this morning. As soon as the Twins are down, they bring in their losing bullpen, right? The guys that only pitch when the game's out of hand. So those guys' mindsets, you know, they only know how to come into games when they're losing because the team has kind of shown us that they're not going to come back. And so you get guys like Ober, who has been pitching pretty bad, but yet he goes into the sixth or seventh today on one of his worst days ever. So the days that he does go deep, it's only because they've used their bullpen because they pulled, let's say, Simeon Woods Richardson after 5 innings on 50 pitches when he was dealing. And they used the bullpen for no reason. So now they don't have a bullpen, and now they got to let this guy go out there and die. And so it has a lot to do with the development aspect of rushing and then how we use them in the managers use pitchers in the big leagues. And then we're a copycat league. So now it seems to be okay to pitch position players, which never happened in our generation. And I think that's one of the most disrespectful things you can ever do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we love doing it from a live betting perspective when we see these blowout games with the position players coming in, live betting these overs. But you said something interesting. We're talking to former Major League pitcher Josh Towers here on the Progressive Guest Line. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN. You said when these pitchers are left in these games or the pitchers are put out there, and it gets all or nothing situations a lot of times. And we have actually seen that because as much as we've seen these blowouts, this past week, Josh, we've seen some ridiculous pitching performances as well. Near no-hitters. You had Sonny Gray throw a Maddux yesterday, a complete game in only 89 pitches. What a tremendous performance from him. Do you think that we're getting to a point in the season that either the pitchers are just heating up or are the batters tired? Like, why do you think this past week or so we're seeing some of this dominant pitching?
That I'm not 100% on. I mean, it is summer now. Everybody's kind of loose and back in midseason form. We usually see the offense heat up a little bit now. This is where pitchers have to learn how to start sustaining and, you know, maintaining energy for the whole season. So I'm not 100% on why so much the last week. But, bro, this ties into that kid that I know you wanted to ask about, Jacob Mizrowski, right? This
yep, from the Brewers, yep.
We've ever seen in our entire lives. I mean, just phenomenal stuff. Like, you know, guys like me who played in the big leagues, I'm jealous watching this kid pitch. But look at his stats, right? Minor leagues, 60 innings in the minor leagues, 38 hits. What? But then you have 30 walks. And it's like, okay, well, I can strike people out around those walks if I'm not giving up hits. But in the big leagues, that only lasts for so long. And then we sit as good hitters and we force you into fastball counts. And now are you willing to throw strikes, or can you throw strikes when you have to? Can you throw your off-speed pitches for strikes when you have to, when we're not going to chase as much nonsense as other people do? And everybody's fine in the beginning when I've never seen you before and I don't know your tendencies. But as soon as we start learning your tendencies and put you into pressure situations, which these hitters do, what are you going to do? And stuff only goes so far. And so, like I said, we live in a world where we, you know, I talked about this too. we live in a world where it's all stats. It's all positive offensive stats to an extent. So we like, I talk to young kids about pitching, and I mentioned Alex Rodriguez. So let's hypothetically say Alex Rodriguez gets in the box. Well, if I'm on the mound and I'm thinking, oh, man, that's Alex Rodriguez. He's got 700 home runs or 696 home runs. Right away, you're like, oh, I can't make a mistake. This dude hits tanks. He's like third all-time or whatever, fourth all-time. But then the flip side is the same dude, Jim Thome as well, the same dude is third all-time in career strikeouts with over 2,500 strikeouts. So the same guy who hits tanks, who should be in the Hall of Fame, strikes out more than anybody in the history of the game. So it's like, which we don't talk about that, though. So it's like, which guy am I looking at? Am I looking at the guy who hits homers, or am I looking at the guy who has a ton of holes? And if I just locate and set him up, he can't get to these pitches. But we are taught a whole different, and everything's put in our brains from a whole different perspective. And these kids don't, it takes so much time to slow down. I mean, look at Casey Mize, Scott. If Casey wasn't the first overall pick, is he in the big leagues right now, or is he long gone? But it took a lot of time because of Rush, but because of the money invested, Casey's had time to figure it out, and now he's back, or finally is, the guy that everybody hoped and thought he could be. I talked about that with Jason Worth. If Jason Worth was not a first-round pick, he doesn't become the Jason Worth we all heard of because he ran out of time with the Orioles, he ran out of time with the Blue Jays, he slowly figured it out with the Dodgers, and then became the star with Philly and the Nationals. But he never would have got that time. We can't rush these guys past that. And that's what we're doing from every aspect. And again, from pitching, I do believe pitching is a little bit easier because I have the element of surprise of what angle, what speed, what pitch, what movement. Hitters don't. And when they get rushed, like Vaughn and some of these guys, the White Sox, when they get rushed, that's a tough, tough hole to dig out of.
Well, certainly Jacob Mizorowski has shined, now the overwhelming favorite to win National League Rookie of the Year, minus 150 odds, and just only three starts here at the major league level. Josh, appreciate the time and the insight. Great stuff as always. We'll continue to listen and follow along.
See you, baby. Later.
There he is, Josh Towers, former major league pitcher, 8 years in the big leagues, mostly with the Toronto Blue Jays. Teammate of Roy Halladay, learned a lot from that guy. And Josh, great on the game of baseball. Again, the Inside Pitch is Josh's baseball podcast. Yeah, Jacob Mizorowski, minus 150 to be the Rookie of the Year. It was like a couple of weeks ago, Jacob Mizorowski wasn't even like being considered on this, in this market. And all of a sudden now he has shot up to becoming an overwhelming favorite. I guess that's what happens when in your first three big league starts, you allow three hits in 16 innings, two runs with 19 strikeouts. But to Josh's point though, seven walks. Can you learn to pitch? Or is this just somebody who is taking guys, taking teams by surprise because they haven't seen him before? And do we expect Mizorowski to continue to shine and dominate throughout the rest of the season? Hype or reality? Probably a mix of both. We'll update you on the Major League Baseball scoreboard coming up next. I'm Scott Seidenberg, always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir. This is Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on Live Bet Saturday, I'm Scott Seidenberg with you on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Coming up about 15 minutes or so, we're going to be joined by our very own Dave Ross as we get into the fight card for tonight. UFC 317, your main event, which the main card still ways away from getting underway. But the main event will feature Ilia Topuria taking on Charles Oliveira. Right now, Topuria, massive favorite, minus 425 on the money line, although I think there is a way to get at this fight, and we will talk about that with Dave Ross coming up in about 15 minutes or so from now. There's also a boxing event going on tonight where we are going to see Jake Paul in action once again, and all I can say is that when it's, let's see, minus 575 for Jake Paul over Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and just say, like, just bet a minus 575 and it's a guaranteed win. But, like, it's probably a guaranteed win. Like, again, not a recommendation. This is not betting or financial advice. But, like, come on. We got, like, a 39, 40-year-old Julio Cesar Chavez has fought, like, what, once? Since 2021, like, against Jake Paul, is trying to prove himself and make more money. Like, this is, these fights are not real. Come on. I mean, this is a spectacle here. So, anyway, we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. We had the first fight in the boxing card for tonight was Holly Holm against someone named Yolanda Vega. And Holly Holm won in unanimous decision. She was like minus 575 as well, as Holly Holm got back into boxing tonight here in this event. So congratulations, Holly Holm, getting the win at minus 550, 575. It's probably what's going to happen with Jake Paul coming up as well. Let's update you on the Major League Baseball scores right now. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning in Pittsburgh. The Pirates with a 3-2 lead over the Mets still. Reed Garrett on the mound for the Mets here in this bottom of the seventh inning against the Pirates. Due up for the Mets in the top of the eighth inning. Let's see. In the top of the seventh inning, the Mets had Soto struck out to end the inning, so leading off now in the top of the eighth inning. If you're interested in like a live bet on the Mets or whatever, Soto led off the inning. It was Soto, Alonso, and Nimmo in that seventh inning. So it'll be Marte, Taylor, and Beatty in the top of the eighth for the Mets, and then Torrens, Lindor, Vientos in the top of the ninth. So there's a chance that Soto does get up again, possibly in the ninth. You see what happens. Soto 1-for-4 with an RBI and 2 strikeouts on the game. Right now on your live betting line for this one, as we head to the top of the eighth, the Mets, you can get them at plus 206. Pirates right now minus 284. Your live money line, your live total is 6.5. Now I will say this, I am kind of intrigued more so by that live total of 6.5. It's minus 145. I understand it's laying the juice versus the plus 206 on the money line, but you get one run from the Mets here, you're guaranteed to hit this over, right? 3-3 is going to guarantee you 7 runs. So you're going to hit this if the Mets just get one run here, either in the top of the eighth inning or the top of the ninth inning, if you don't trust the Pirates bullpen. And there's still a chance the Pirates could score in the bottom of the eighth inning. Obviously, it hurts you by not having a guaranteed bottom of the ninth with the Pirates having that lead. But we'll see if the Mets have a comeback in them here, as they are plus 206 on the live money line, as they will go to, they're going to the top of the eighth inning right now. Marte, Taylor, and Beatty, a combined 1-for-8 here on the night so far. Elsewhere around Major League Baseball, the Braves now with a 2-0 lead over the Phillies in the bottom of the second inning. So we're looking good on our Braves play here. We did take Ronald Acuna Jr. over 1.5 total bases. He got a single in his first at bat, and so we're going to need another single some point here for the rest of the game. Acuna is actually batting right now, so we'd love to see this single and just cash this bet with 2 outs here in the bottom of the second inning. I will say this, sometimes, and we have seen this in both the bets that I made tonight with the players total bases props, hits plus runs plus errors oftentimes, and RBIs is oftentimes a better way to go. Because even though the numbers are going to be different, like you get plus money on some of these bets on the over 1.5 total bases. For example, a guy like, for Acuna or even Kyle Tucker, who I bet in that Cubs game, you get plus 115, plus 110, or sometimes, and other players are going to have to lay juice. Depends on the situation. But for the most part, a lot of the times you're laying more juice by taking the hits plus runs plus RBIs. But they're more, it's a little easier to hit. Like it happens a little bit more often here. So Acuna, 1-for-1 on the day, but he scored the run for the Atlanta Braves. Especially with these guys that are at the top of the lineup that you think are table setters or RBI guys, like a Kyle Tucker, for example, you know, these are good opportunities to bet a hits plus runs plus RBIs as opposed to a total bases. Because right now, after one at bat, you've already cashed Acuna over H plus R plus R. You've already cashed Kyle Tucker hits plus runs plus RBIs because both of them got a hit, both of them scored a run. But for the total bases prop that I'm sweating out right now, I need another hit. And so Acuna walked, doesn't count for the total bases, not going to do me any good there for that second at bat. We'll got to see what happens. It's only the second inning. Plenty of at-bats still to come in this game. But the Braves with a 2-0 lead over the Philadelphia Phillies. Atlanta now up to minus 517 on the live line. Philly plus 342 if you have interest in them. Live total is at 8.5 right now with the Braves still threatening here in the bottom of the second inning with two runners on. Speaking of that Cubs game and the Kyle Tucker prop that we are sweating out, we need another hit from Kyle Tucker. He is 1-for-1 with a single, and he did score the only run of the game here. Cubs with a 1-0 lead over the Astros. They are in the bottom of the second in Houston. Astros do have a runner on third, so they are threatening, but there is two outs. Mauricio Dubon is up at the plate. Your live betting line on this game is Cubs minus 154. Your live total is at 7.5 minus 117 to the over. Colin Ray on the mound for the Cubs and Lance McCullers on the mound for the Astros. I didn't play the Cubs team total that I was thinking of. I didn't play it. Instead, I just went with the Kyle Tucker prop, thinking that Tucker would have success here against McCullers. So waiting on the next at bat here for Kyle Tucker, as it looks like he will lead off possibly the next inning. I believe Ian Happ might have gotten the last out in the top of the second inning. Yep, so, and Colin Ray gets out of the jam here in the bottom of the second. So we head to the top of the third with Kyle Tucker getting his second at-bat of the game. And let's take a look to see if we have any live at-bat bets on this one. Always love these live at-bat props. Live batter props right now. Well, not, this is not next. Oh, here we go. Plate appearance. Kyle Tucker, let's see. In play is, that's funny. Pitch by pitch they have. I guess because he's the leadoff batter, so you can't exactly bet that. But let's look at the next batter of the inning here, which would be Seiya Suzuki, to see if we have anything on Suzuki. Oh, here we go. Kyle Tucker, second plate appearance. Got it. Right here up on DraftKings. In play out, plus 115. Strikeout, plus 330. Walk or hit by pitch is plus 425. That does not include intentional walks. Intentional walks, your bet is void. Single, plus 550. Home run, plus 1,200. Double, 13-1. Reach on error, 75-1. Triple, 80-1. Let's see if we have any interest in or trying to predict what's going to happen here in this plate appearance. Here's how the first appearance went. First pitch was a ball, and then the second pitch was a single. So only two pitches seen here for Kyle Tucker. If I had to make a play, how about, I think there's value in the walk. Now, I'm not rooting for it because I do have the over 1.5 total bases, but leading off an inning, and you got to hurry up because this is about to start. Okay. Leading off an inning, you would think a professional player like Kyle Tucker wants to see a couple of pitches for his teammates here, wants to make the pitcher work to lead off an inning. I don't see him coming out swinging plus 425 on a walk slash hit by pitch for Kyle Tucker in this next plate appearance. Kind of an interesting way I would go. I always like doing the walks for the leadoff guys in the innings. So we'll see what happens here with Kyle Tucker coming to the plate right now. Want to remind you guys that ProfitX is offering the best odds on baseball all season long. ProfitX, a peer-to-peer sports exchange available in 40 plus states, the first of its kind in the U.S. You're going to be able to make your sports picks against other groups of fans rather than against sports books, and exchanges guarantee you the best odds on average by 10 to 20%. You can even request your own odds. Download ProfitX today with code VSIN, earn up to 200 in profit cash over your first month. Coming up next, we'll get into UFC 317 with our very own Dave Ross. I'm Scott Seidenberg. It's Live Bet Saturday here on VSIN.